It is Halloween, so this morning we bring you the story of a man possessed.
Rick Swenson of Minnesota. He's possessed by a passion for growing giant pumpkins competitively.
Back in the 80s, I think getting to 500 was a big deal, and then the 1,000-pound mark was just completely unheard of.
Pumpkin pie in the sky, so to speak, but just a few weeks ago, a Belgian grower actually topped 2,600 pounds.
Swenson says making pumpkins plump up takes some TLC.
I've put together, it's a 140-slide PowerPoint presentation just on the ins and outs, the little things.
Like covering them with warm blankets at night.
I don't quite sing to them. A lot of people like to make fun about that, but I don't do that.
Tucking a pumpkin in. Well, when Swenson saw he wasn't growing the world's heaviest pumpkin, he made it his mission to claim the world record for longest journey by pumpkin boat. Yes, that is a thing. He launched his 1,100-pounder on the Red River between North Dakota and Minnesota.
Just hollowed out a little hole, 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet, enough for my feet to get down in decent, and then sit up on the edge.
Swenson planned to go 8 miles, but at the last minute, he got a text.
I can see the world record ahead of me. I'm excited, you know, we're almost there. And I got a text that the record had been broken the previous week in Washington State at 15 miles. And that really took the wind out of our sails.
So Swenson kept paddling. 13 hours and 40 minutes later, he hit the 25.6-mile mark.
And what came of the giant pumpkin, you might ask? Well, Swenson donated his to the zoo for their Halloween festivities.
Then when it's all said and done, they'll feed them to the animals. And I tell you what, there's nothing like seeing a whole Bengal tiger disappear inside your pumpkin.
Quite a trick, and we're sure quite a treat. Happy Halloween.